CQ Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel / Victor Oscar 1. In 0TR, this is AA4GH / VO1. I was hoping I'd catch you, Tom. How are you doing? Over.
Stay cool. It says it's 82 and feels like 91, Gus, and there's quite a few thunderstorms around, but not right in our area.
Well, I hope you dodged them. Is this the aftermath of Ernesto or something different? Over.
Right now it's over Spartanburg, but I see a lot of stuff back towards Georgia that's heading this way. If it can get over the mountains to the west of us, it doesn't always do that, though. So a lot of times it breaks up. That's a good thing about living in Greenville.
Well, there's a lot of good things about living in the Carolinas. We'll be back in North Carolina middle of September for a couple weeks, scoring away our new home and getting it ready for winter, and then heading south to Florida. It's been a long summer. We've been away from Florida basically since the beginning of May, and we'll enjoy getting back. But how have you been feeling, you and your wife? Over.
Well, I had to take Bernice to the doctor Friday. Thank you for asking. And it looks like she's going to have a new hip. And she thought it was her knee, but it's not, unfortunately. Where you at now? Nova Scotia, up in that area? I'm just going by memory, by the call sign. And you've been lucky. It's been nice and cool where you guys have been at.
QSL, we're in northeast Newfoundland, and heading toward Gander and then Twillingate tomorrow. We're going to be in Newfoundland until the end of the month, just seeing a lot of sites, a lot of fishing villages, seeing how things were done back in the day. You know, time has moved on, but some of the relics of bygone days of hunting seals or fishing cod are still fresh in their memory. They're very prideful people and very hardy. But, hey, good luck with Bernice. I know that, well, I've heard that the hip replacement is less traumatic than knee replacement, but I don't have firsthand experience. Over.
I got a good friend in for IQ that had a hip replacement, and but all he had to take was some Tylenol or ibuprofen after the surgery. He was out walking shortly thereafter. Our daughter, the engineer down here at General Electric, was here today, and she said, Mom, she said, I've heard that knee replacement's rougher for recovery than hip replacement. So there you go. Gus, I envy you. I always wanted to go up in the Northeast. I've not been past Sherborne, Massachusetts, outside of Boston, where our nephew's a medical scientist there. And we went up there for several days a couple of years ago and really enjoyed it, and seen USS Constitution and stuff like that. Enjoyed the cuisine and food, and had a good time. But where you're at, there's just a whole lot of history. Our relation on Bernice's side from Austria was in Boston the other day, and our nephew Mike took him up to Kennebunkport and all up in that area, and visited our other daughter from Michigan, and her husband and her granddaughter were there at the same time on vacation. So they got to mingle with them, and the oldest daughter and granddaughter speak fluent German and Austrian. So they had a great time up there last month. She's back home in Michigan now teaching school. This is in 0TR.
Well, that sounds like a pretty darn good trip, too. Well, I know you've got a lot on your plate, but I hope you'll get to do some traveling. There's a lot to see, but there's also a lot to do at home. So I just wish you the best. AA4GH/VO1.
In your Class A motorhome up there, or are you just renting a car and going around? I imagine you're in that motorhome.
QSL. Yeah, we're motorhome, and we've got our Jeep we tow behind. Tomorrow, we're going to be passing through Gander on our way to Twillingate. And in Gander, the attraction, well, is the musical Come From Away, which is about how the people of Gander responded on 9/11 when 37 airliners containing something like 7,000 people landed at their airport unscheduled. And it's the story of how the town came together to take care of these people. Newfoundlanders say anybody who isn't from Newfoundlander has come from away. And so that's where the title came from. We've seen the musical once in Florida, and this time we'll see it in Gander, which is going to be a real treat. If you get a chance, you can download it and view it. A Broadway performance that was filmed on, I think it's YouTube, over.
Oh, yes, I remember that well. You know, that's something I never asked my nephew. He was just promoted to captain on the 787-9 and 787-10s. And he's going to retire in 2 years and 2 months. He'll be 65. And we're real proud of him. He flew C-130s in the Air Force for 11 years. And then his first wife made him get out. I wish he could have went ahead and finished his tour there, because he was flying for American at the same time. But his wife is a flight attendant, so they've seen quite a lot together. She did the same flight. A couple of months ago, she had a heart transplant, and I asked Steve, when I talked to him a few days ago, how long that took. And they did a heart transplant on her in 3.5 hours, Gus. That is just totally amazing.
Yes, it is. Well, how is she doing? How's her recovery going? Over.
Quite a while, and here, a year or so ago, they got married, and I'm really happy for him. I flew with him when he was learning to fly, and he's always been by the book. Just that says it all, but he's always had a love of flying, and he got a degree in meteorology at Kansas University before he went to flying for the Air Force. And he flew fighter jets there in training, and then moved on up to the C-130s because he wanted to be an airline pilot. And he's accomplished his dreams, I'll say that. They have a ranch down in the Dallas area, and she has a lot of horses, and they really enjoy their time together. He said, well, it's rough next month. He said they don't have any openings now for flights for captains out of there for the next month, so he might get to take the whole month off. That'd be a rough life, wouldn't it?
Well, as a private pilot, we always kind of fantasize, like, how cool would it be to fly for a living? But I've talked to some commercial pilots, and after a while they said it became a job just like any other, still a skill set that I never possessed. But that would have been cool. Well, how soon is Bernice going to have that surgery? Over.
We got to call him back on Monday because he just had the shot in her knee Friday, and it's done absolutely no good. And the orthopedic doctor said it probably wouldn't. The pain is actually propagating down the leg from the hip joint, and he said it's virtually bone on bone. So he said, I don't expect this to help, and he was right. So we got to call him back and get her scheduled, and you know how that is. I have no idea how long it will take, but I do know they have a really great recovery.
QSLV, do I know people who have had that surgery? One guy was going down the road toward major back surgery when they finally diagnosed that the problem was his hips. And I think he had both hips replaced, and he's doing a lot better. So it's good that they figured out it was her hip, not her knee. Over.
Gus and this orthopedic doctor, he said we see that quite a lot. The people come in and they think it's their knee, and we do x-rays and whatever they do to image it. And he says, I can tell you right now, there's no cartilage left in that joint. It's bone on bone. And that's where your pain is propagating from, down to the knee. And just from the complaints I've heard from Bernice, which are few and far between, she has a very high threshold of pain. And she has a very... she has a disease against hospitals. When she had back surgery, she got some bad blood clots and put near died on us. But this is 1 hour surgery, and that was like 9 hours, and they completely paralyzed her whole body. So it's a great deal of difference there.
QSL, it sounds like it. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for you. You deserve a break, and I hope that you'll get one. AA4GH/VO1.
GH/VO1. This is N0TR. Yeah, Gus, I got to get an ultrasound of my kidneys next week. We'll see how that comes out. But I'm feeling okay, hungry as ever. I hope you guys have a wonderful time and wonderful visit, and that'd be a really neat place to be up there, especially like you said, where all of those flights had to come down. I've flown over that before, but never landed there, and it was on commercial planes. And away from the cities, it looks pretty desolate. I just worked an island up there yesterday or day before. It's St. Pierre and McQuillan. And one of my friends in Y4G went there a few years ago. But this guy was Tango Oscar 8, Fox Delta in St. Pierre and McQuillan. You know, worked him last night on 40 meters.
That's great. Boy, sometime I'd like to get together and see how you do HF, because I've not had great luck with it, but it's always something I'll work on more tomorrow, and tomorrow becomes the day after, if you know what I mean. Well, hey, Tom, great talking to you. I wish you and Bernice the best, and we'll be chatting down the road. I'm going to say 73s. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, /Victor Oscar 1, saying 73s to November 0, Tango Romeo.
Okay, Gus. Yeah, it's 7:15 when I got to go up and take my heart pills and hit the rain locker. That would be the shower to most mortals. And and then I'll be back down here on the Morse code key, and sometimes I do sideband, not a whole lot. I really enjoy doing Morse code, and that guy in St. Pierre and McClellan was, he was on Morse code, I see, last night, and it's not too far from where you're at, I don't think. I'd have to look it up on the map, but I don't know if it's an island or, I think you got to go across to it on a ferry anyways. It's right close there. Take care, Gus, and enjoy your trip, and most of all, a safe trip. 73s. This is N0TR, clear.
Thanks, Tom. Take care. 73s, AA4GH/VO1.